This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Many farmers have already signed up for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Several overdue changes are now happening for antiquated systems that farmers have relied on for many years. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Programs Richard Fordyce talked about a new One Farmer, One File initiative at the agency.
The secretary said your file will follow you when you go from NRCS to FSA to RMA. It's long, long, long overdue. The secretary made a point, Doge, some of the architects are actually folks that looked at these antiquated legacy systems and said, oh my gosh, these things are going to break, and really designed kind of the pathway forward. And so super happy to be a part of it.
The USDA also rolled out the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program last week, and Fordyce said a large number of farmers have already signed up at login.gov.
We did deploy the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program on Monday, actually urging farmers to get a login.gov account. And the secretary talked about it in her remarks in the general session. But those of us that have worked on this, those of us that have participated in years previous without an opportunity like this, we were walking around on Monday and Tuesday here at the Commodity Classic with smiles on our faces, because we have right now, we have a counter, it's counting all the time, almost 37,000 applications have gone through the farmer.gov security front door.
For more information, visit usda.gov. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your email inbox every evening. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.